I think when I was 20, I was more inside of myself and inside of my own head than I am now. And I think a lot of 20-year-olds are. And I think a lot of people in general are. They sort of stay within themselves. And when you put yourself out there, a lot happens. One thing I've been doing more recently, and it works almost every time, is just when you come across someone that inspires you, to just send them a message, to call them, to stop by their office, and to just tell them that what they're doing, that you really like it, and you're interested in hearing more about it, or interested in doing something similar. And people are so responsive to that. I mean, even the coolest people in the world who are doing so much awesome stuff, if you approach them in a way that's a little different and a little creative, and that, or you're proposing an idea to them or something like this, I mean, people are so open to talking about it. It reminds me of another quick story, which is that I met a girl a year or two ago, and at the time, I was telling myself a lot of reasons why it wasn't a good idea to pursue something with this person. For whatever reason, I watched this movie, Before Sunrise, and I was like, whoa, life is short, connections are important, connections don't come along all the time, so it's important to kind of grab onto those. 'Cause when you're 20 years old, you think, hey, you know, here I'm kind of falling in love with someone, having this great experience, but that's going to happen all the time. I'm only 20. I'm going to meet dozens of people, maybe hundreds of people that I love and have this great connection with. And as you get older, when you're 30 or 40, you realize that that's not the case, that those people come along pretty rarely in life, the people you really connect with. So that when they do, it's important to grab a hold of that and take advantage of it and sort of see what's there. It might seem crazy.